Inside on Business the News Hour is brought to you by the Creamer Law Firm of West Des Moines, getting things done for you. CreamerLaw.com. Triplett Office Essentials, extraordinary service and solutions for your business. Triplets.com. And Iowa Computer Repair, you want your computer to work, and that's what they do. IowaComputerRepair.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour, ladies and gentlemen. Grateful that you're along for the ride. 23 minutes now past 5 o'clock. 79 degrees in the city, looking for a low tonight of 72. Max tomorrow somewhere near 82 degrees or so they say anyway. Since March, Brianne Sanchez has been the Community Relations and Community Service Programs person, working with volunteer recruitment, event coordination, campus community services, all kinds of stuff. And she is a friend of the studio. Welcome back to our studio, Brianne. Great to see you again.
Great to be here.
How you been?
Wonderful.
Well, of course, you're always wonderful. Yeah, it's so sickening, ladies and gentlemen. She's always wonderful, and that's a good thing. So how are things going down the street?
Oh, my goodness. They're busy.
Yeah, students, you think?
Yeah, students are back on campus now, and we're really gearing up for a lot of our different programs and events. So I am here today to help the greater Des Moines community know some ways that they can get on campus and participate at DMU. You don't have to be one of our med students to enjoy what we have to offer.
When you say the students are coming back to school, and that's true, are you guys having the same issue that many of the other universities are having? Too many kids? Too many students?
Well, we don't have students who live on campus.
Right.
And I think that that's one of the big crowding issues that they're having. But we have very popular programs, and we get to be incredibly selective.
Yeah, I can imagine. All right. So what do we got going on? There's several things I wanted to visit with you about.
Sure.
DMU is use the slogan, doing a world of good.
Yes.
Okay. And a great slogan, by the way. But your students really are placed all over the globe for all kinds of different projects.
They
can
are.
You speak to that a little bit?
I can a little bit. We do have a Department of Global Health that's part of DMU. And so some of our rotations are abroad, which is really exciting. And we're also starting to develop some relationships with diverse populations in the Des Moines metro and working to serve them here as well.
Yeah, and that's kind of a neat thing. It gives students the opportunity to reach out into other parts of the nation, of the world, and see what's going on out there, and sometimes come back and say, things are pretty good here.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they really are. Along with the DO program, you've got several others, podiatry, long-term health care administration. So this isn't just a doctor of osteopathic medicine.
Masters of Public Health.
Yeah,
that's a great program that a lot of people in Des Moines might not know is a way to become a DMU student.
And let's see, podiatry is there.
We have nine different programs.
Yeah, nine different programs.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of stuff going on.
It is, absolutely.
And, one of the things that people, and we're going to get into some of the community events here in just a second, but lots of people say, what's the difference between a DO, a doctor of osteopathic medicine, and an MD? And generations ago, several generations, there was a significant difference, but, for the most part, almost hard to tell, isn't it?
I think that the thing that people probably appreciate as different or understand as different is kind of the manual manipulation that DOs do. And we actually have an OMM community night coming up on October 15th. OMM is sort of the shorthand abbreviation for osteopathic medicine. And so if people are interested, if they've never gotten a manipulation before, we were out at the state fair doing them events. So we're out at community events doing them. But we're welcoming the community to campus on October 15th.
And that October 15th, and that's one of the things you guys do a lot of. You are involved out in the community doing a lot of health fairs, a lot of those kinds of things. What's the purpose of that?
The purpose is to give back to the community. DMU is incredibly fortunate to be situated in Des Moines, and we feel we're responsible to the greater community to provide health screenings at various events and also to, let people know that DMU offers clinical services. So we have that tower on Grand Avenue.
Sure.
It's a clinic with family practice, family medicine, all sorts of different services, physical therapy. so they can come and have DMU faculty. So the doctors who are teaching the future doctors as their doctor. What
there
a good
go.
Thing, huh?
One of the things I saw in your lineup of stuff going mm-hmm. on is a real focus on aging Americans and falling.
Right.
You know, that is such a scary thing for those of us who have aged parents.
Sure.
You know, because that's really, that can be a real issue.
I think there's a statistic that one in three
over
the age of 65 experience a fall.
Yeah. And those can be really life ending, you know, from broken hips and concussions and things like that. So what's this program about?
Oh, this is a Saturday morning opportunity for individuals to come on campus. Mm-hmm. It's a Hello Balance, Goodbye Falls is what we're calling it. It's a fall prevention event. And it's September 20th from 9 to 11:30. They're going to be doing chair yoga, Tai Chi, medication reviews. So different ways to, you know, prevent falls and promote balance.
Yeah, medication reviews. That's something that's so important.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know, because especially if you have older Americans living on their own and being mostly independent, but with some perhaps help from family members. And everybody's got to be clued in on the same thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we make it fun. I mean, they're out there doing the Tai Chi together. So bring mom or dad with you.
Yeah,
and then our 50 and Better Health Fair is actually Saturday, November 1st from 8 to noon at DMU. And we're doing OMM demonstrations, medication reviews again, blood glucose, blood pressure, foot health, skin cancer, vision, all the good stuff. So that's a fantastic opportunity.
And, you know, one of the things about all of these things that you're talking about, and you've got a 5K run coming up and some other things, but one of the cool things about this is people can take advantage of these things at no cost.
Right. Both of those events are absolutely free.
Yeah. So you come in and you get kind of screened and checked out and on you go. Yeah. You don't have to spend a whole lot of money. What's this 5K thing? What are you doing?
Run DMU is coming up on September 5th. It's kind of an interesting Friday night run.
Oh, really?
It's at 6 p.m. It's actually a run walk. And that's a great opportunity again.
Or in my case, a stroll.
I think I'm going to have a stroller out there. So we'll see. I might run, you know, downhill and then see what happens on the way back. But that will be a really fun event. And again, students will be doing treatments afterwards. So that's a benefit of registering.
Which
that's,
is probably what I would need afterwards. Yeah.
That's $25. And people can sign up at dmu.edu/run.
So you're running out of things to do?
Oh, absolutely not. I'm just getting started.
Okay,
we talked about programs for the elderly or, you know, the 50 and better crowd. But we also have coming up Health Careers Exploring Post. Our program for high school students in the metro is gearing up. And that's two nights a month from September through April. They the students can actually come onto campus and do hands-on activities that will inspire them to become medical professionals and pursue careers in medicine and health sciences.
Might as well get them while they're young, right?
Absolutely. It's a lot of fun. They do things like suturing pig's feet practicing scrubbing into surgery. And it's a lot of fun. Foot casting. So real hands-on stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And this is for high school students.
High school students.
Yeah, okay.
There's a $20
from across
feed.
The metro.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep, but it's a great program. We feed them snacks at the end.
Oh, snacks! So, there you go. Yeah.
High school kids love that. Yeah, it's really a lot of fun. So we're excited about that starting up again.
Breanne Sanchez, ladies and gentlemen, is with us. She's with Des Moines University, just down the street from us, as a matter of fact.
Absolutely.
What else you got going on?
I know I've lived about a mile from DMU in the 7 years that I've lived in Des Moines, and it wasn't until I started working there that I got on campus and I realized all
how
this amazing stuff. It's big. Yeah, it's beautiful. And we want to make sure that people get out and see it. So here's a fun one. Do you ever wonder what your physician is saying to you when they're explaining in their jargon, you know, what's going on with your body?
No.
You just sort of like, give me the medicine. Tell me what I need to do.
Yeah.
Well, for those who are, you know, kind of interested in medicine, but, you know, not at a position where they want to ever go back to school, we actually have a fun free online medical terminology course. It's dmu.edu/medterms, and people can actually take it for continuing medical education credit too. That's a fee fee to get that certificate, but it's free to just kind of audit that.
Peruse along and see what the doc is saying.
Yeah, it's really fun. I should have brought my little quiz so that I could quiz you.
My 3 years of Latin kind of went right out the window with all that. So,
oh,
yeah,
my goodness.
I know.
Yeah.
So lots of things go on with the Des Moines University. Mm-hmm. Clinics, events for the public, all kinds of stuff. Mm-hmm. And where can folks go to find out this? Where's this calendar? You must have a huge calendar of events.
I do have a pretty extensive calendar. And I find out about new things every day. I'm like, what? We work with an Amish family. We actually have a mobile health unit that can go out to different populations. DMU.edu is a clearinghouse. I have a site. It's the community relations site on there. So you can navigate to that straight from the homepage.
Brianne Sanchez, ladies and gentlemen, she has been around the Des Moines Metro for a long time, is well connected with lots of people. And a great idea for the Des Moines University to hire her because she knows almost everybody. Thanks for coming in,
Thank
Brianne.
You so much for having me.
All right, Des Moines University. We are so pleased that we get to house Des Moines University just down the street here in the capital city. It is a real addition to all of our community. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to check in with the Wall Street Journal report. We've got the stocks of local interest coming up, the agri-marketing report, and the commodity news. Wow. All kinds of stuff ahead of Desmond Adams. He's going to be talking about seven things that you need to know to be a better communicator. And talking isn't necessarily one of them. This is Inside on Business, the NewsHour.